Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, The Passion of Christ, was written by Allison Keita. Before Jim Caviezel played Jesus in the film The Passion of the Christ, director Mel Gibson warned that the role would be extremely difficult and could negatively impact his career in Hollywood. Caviezel took on the role anyway, saying, I think we have to make it, even if it is difficult. During the filming, Caviezel was struck by lightning, lost 45 pounds, and was accidentally whipped during the flogging scene. Afterwards, he stated, I didn't want people to see me. I just wanted them to see Jesus. Conversations will happen through that. The film deeply affected Caviezel and others on the set, and only God knows how many of the millions who watched it experienced changed lives. The Passion of Christ refers to the time of Jesus' greatest suffering, from his triumphal entry on Palm Sunday and including his betrayal, mocking, flogging, and crucifixion. Accounts are found in all four Gospels. In Isaiah 53, his suffering and its outcome are foretold. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. But because of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, we can have peace with God. His suffering opened the way for us to be with him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 7 and 10 through 12. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Now picking up at verse 10. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Let's pray. Precious Savior, it's hard to express how grateful we are that you suffered, died, and rose again for us. All we can say is thank you. May we be excited to share you with others today. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.